Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512, or no, 612. Wow, where did that hour go? 612, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Busy hour last hour. It was 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we typically talk about our hour speeding by. Yeah, the 5 o'clock hour really did. I looked in, it was 5:46. I'm like, what? Oh my gosh, I got to get to weather. It just flew by.
Okay, if you're maybe thinking about buying a house, selling a house, or watching those mortgage numbers today, here they are. Mortgage News Daily is reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.24%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage rate climbing to 6.53% this afternoon. And as we talk about the finances and the markets, they ended up mixed today amid gains for big oil and gas stocks. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks finishing mixed to kick off the new trading week. Bond yields spike, putting pressure on tech and small caps. However, the Dow rose, boosted by financials and energy. Strong jobs data last week is concerning investors that the Fed will scale back on slashing interest rates this year. Tech stocks were the worst performers, while healthcare and energy gained, and shares of Nvidia fell 2% after the U.S. government said it would further restrict artificial intelligence chip and technology exports. The Dow winners today, United Health Group, Amgen, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Apple, NVIDIA, and IBM. The Dow rising 359 points. The Nasdaq lower by 74. S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, 6:15 here, just in time for our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor in their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor. You can text radio to 83393. Looking at the roads here, let's see what we got. We've had multiple accidents today causing backups in multiple areas, but right now, nothing's really looking too bad. We do have a little bit of issues still on Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards Olive Road, and a little bit of congestion if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing Hurlburt Field because of an accident that we had earlier this afternoon, but both of those areas have greatly increased. As for the weather, let's see, or I said greatly increased, greatly improved. Let me put it that way. Looking at the weather here, 48 degrees right now, low of 36 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 55, low of 41. So about on par with what we had today. Not going to be any rainfall, not going to be much dampness, but hopefully it won't be too much chillier.
But a whole lot of shaking going on.
Yes. Brr, nonetheless.
Okay. It is 6:16, News Radio 92.3. Thinking about investing in your future, you can do so tonight. Sure can. Powerball, $285 million, $124.9 million. That is your cash option as you quickly head out the door. And if that wasn't enough for you, tomorrow night, Mega Millions, $95 million, $41.6 million. Your cash option on Tuesday. Both games played at 10 p.m. First step towards reopening Bay Bluffs Park now underway. Pensacola City Council is going to improve improve that situation over there on the Bluffs, and will also approve resolutions endorsing their partnership with Conservation Florida and authorizing the $2.2 million in DEP grant funding. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves.
That's step one to continue the engagement and get us back and repaired at Bay Bluffs Park, which we're very, very excited to start that process.
Okay, the project is expected to go out to bid by the end of 25. The park has been closed since 23 when many of the boardwalks were deemed unsafe. They likely will be replaced by nature trails. Mayor Reeves also says the city will hold community engagement sessions to get feedback from the residents.
So there's not a lot of tangible development in terms of, you know, what's going to go where and all of that, but this is that step to be able to get those funds released.
Okay, according to an estimated timeline provided to council members, the project could be out to bid by this fall, and construction is estimated to wrap up by the spring of 27.
All right. Well, say, I think you and I mentioned it earlier this afternoon, Chris. Spring of 27 may not sound particularly ideal, but on our typical renovation curve in this area, that's not too bad.
I'll be smiling if I'm there.
Yeah, absolutely. If we live to see it.
That's exactly right.
6:18. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, Hamas reportedly releasing nearly 36 hostages as part of a ceasefire deal. We got details on that exchange and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Join Leadership Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday morning at 10:30. Leadership Pensacola's project for 2025 is to help Family Promise of Escambia County remodel a local church-owned home and help Family Promise assist temporary displaced families. Join Leadership Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday morning at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
New News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. She just left too soon. She really did. Whitney Houston. What a voice.
The story of Whitney Houston is a very sad one.
What a voice. Great artist. Chris Bryant. Not us. Chris Bryant, Austin Price.
Whitney's good, but Chris and Austin are pretty stellar.
There you go. Don't hold back. Keep going. Thanks for having us on this afternoon. I did like that song a whole lot. Still do, actually.
Absolutely.
I get this. The lower third graphics on a lot of these B-rolls from Fox were saying underneath President Biden's image, is he delusional? And it's, President Biden says he's leaving office with the U.S. in a stronger position in the world than he inherited 4 years ago. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Delivering a capstone foreign policy speech, President Biden told diplomats at the State Department America is more capable and better prepared.
While our competitors and adversaries are facing stiff headwinds, we have the wind at our back because of all of you.
1 week before leaving office, President Biden says the incoming administration should carry forward on U.S. leadership in artificial intelligence and a clean energy transition.
They don't even believe climate change is real. I think they come from a different century. They're wrong. They are dead wrong.
In the Middle East, President Biden says a ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza is on the brink of coming to fruition. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, 6:25 on the nose here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. On the roads, we did have some accidents causing some mishaps throughout this afternoon, but it doesn't look like there's too much going on now. Perhaps the worst-looking spot, if you could even use that word to describe it, is if you're traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards Olive Road. Let's see. Looking at the weather, 48 degrees, low of 36 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 55, low of 41. Partly cloudy, but no rain. So it should be, for the most part, a pretty beautiful Tuesday.
Okay, 6:25, News Radio 92.3. I need to give you an update here. The war between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas, fully raging this afternoon as ceasefire talks are underway to release hostages held in Gaza. That's almost like an oxymoron, what I just told you there.
Right.
Jeez. Okay, Trey Yangst, he is in Tel Aviv this afternoon with an official update.
Screams pierce the air of Deir al-Bala in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli airstrike has killed three members of the same family. 50 miles away, wailing voices echo at the funeral of a slain Israeli soldier. He was killed in an IED blast planted by Hamas. After more than 15 months of war, the Middle East desperately waits for a ceasefire agreement that could end the suffering. Negotiating teams are in Doha, Qatar, hammering out the details of a deal that will reportedly lead to the release of Israeli hostages and stop the campaign against the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, one of the headlines we had today was talking about nearly three dozen hostages that Israeli officials believe are alive, at least most of them.
Okay, Disney's also in a little bit of legal situation here. Disney is accused of copyright infringement. Fox's Lillian Wu has the story.
Disney hit with a lawsuit over one of its most popular franchises. An animator is accusing Disney of appropriating the concept from his longstanding screenplay, Bucky, and incorporating numerous elements from the screenplay into the franchise. Buck Woodall filed a similar lawsuit over the first Moana, but a court ruling last year said the complainant waited too long to file suit. He was able to take legal action again because of sequel Moana 2's release in November. Among the things he's suing for, 2.5% of Moana's gross revenue. Disney denies the allegations and has submitted documents it says supports the argument it created the movie on its own. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And there's 1 week until President-elect Trump is inaugurated as president, and that's led to differing reactions from some state officials about how the country will respond to issues in Latin America. For example, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says that she's worried Trump could ignore the recent controversial Venezuelan election, where Nicolas Maduro claimed victory despite evidence his opponent actually won. Republican Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, however, disagrees with Wasserman Schultz, saying that Trump is the only person who can command a better outcome.
All right. Let it be said, one federal agency is laying out how it wants artificial intelligence to be used in the healthcare sector. AI is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger because they're coming up with more options and more applications here. Fox's Eben Brown has more in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
The FDA is releasing its first ever draft guidance for using artificial intelligence while developing drugs and medical devices. Focusing on what the FDA terms as credibility, the regulators are recognizing that virtually every pharmaceutical company will be using AI, but there needs to be a way of verifying such systems, establishing trust in letting computers make our medicine. The agency is proposing new protocols requiring drug makers to disclose exactly how they used artificial intelligence to develop products, while the regulators verify the data provided by the AI is accurate. The FDA has been reviewing drugs created with AI since 2016, but the practical real-world applications haven't yet trickled down from the lab to the drugstore. The FDA will issue its final rule after a 90-day period when the public can weigh in. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And state wildlife officials are urging drivers to use caution after the first Florida panther death of the year was recorded in Collier County. FWC says a one-year-old male panther was hit by a car on Friday. Vehicle collisions are the primary cause of death for the critically endangered animal, which is why officials are asking motorists to drive the speed limit around panther crossing zones. 36 panthers were found dead last year, marking the second highest yearly death total reported since 2015.
Okay, interesting situation going out in the western part of Pensacola. Pensacola Greyhound Track and Poker Room wants to open a card room. Porch Creek Indian Tribes PCI Gaming Authority now owns and operates the gaming facility as Pensacola Greyhound Racing. They now need Scambia County to confirm that paramutual gaming is allowed at the new 2490 Interstate Circle site near the 10 Freeway and Pine Forest Road. County Attorney Allison Rogers says the county's zoning codes don't specifically say what kind of place can be located and where. We'll watch it.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. As devastating wildfires continue to scorch Southern California, some have used the disaster as an opportunity for looting and theft. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman says it won't be tolerated.
The question is not if, but when you will be caught if you engage in these crimes. The 10 charges or 10 different individuals that have been charged today are evidence of that fact.
Hochman says there have been over 30 arrests so far. President Biden touts his foreign policy achievements, giving one of his final speeches at the State Department. He praised actions taken to support Ukraine and Israel while also defending the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan.
For the first president in decades who's not leaving a war in Afghanistan to his successor.
The president says he was faced with a decision and believed it was time to end the war. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Eli Lilly saying today they plan to buy Scorpion Therapeutics' experimental cancer therapy for up to $2.5 billion in cash to help expand their cancer treatments. The company will acquire an experimental oral therapy from Scorpion, which is currently being tested in early stage trials for breast cancer and other advanced solid tumors. Stocks were mixed today on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining 358 points. The S&P 500 was up slightly, and the NASDAQ lost 73. The U.S. Supreme Court passed on hearing a bid today by Meta to avoid a multi-billion dollar class action lawsuit from advertisers accusing the Facebook and Instagram parent of overcharging them. The suit claims the social media platforms inflated the number of people their ads might reach. Crude oil futures for February below $79 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. On Friday night, with a little over 3 minutes left and a spot in the national championship game on the line on second and goal from the one, Steve Sarkisian elected to line up his QB Quinn Ewers at the 6-yard line and then have him pitch the ball to his running back Quintrevion Weisner, who was 3 yards behind Ewers. The play ended up losing 7 yards. It was an awful play call, and how Sark didn't call a QB sneak or an I-formation run on second and goal from the one showed he panicked, and it's still something I can't comprehend. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The biggest Ponzi scheme in history is going on right now, and it's being run by our own government. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. Every month, our government sells new U.S. treasuries, using the money to fund massive deficit spending and pay off older, maturing treasuries, borrowing new money to pay old investors while taking their cut in the middle. This is the very definition of a Ponzi scheme. People go to jail for this crime, but Washington has been doing it for decades, and they don't even hide it. With a background in finance, I understand economics, financial markets, and global economies. I know what's wrong in Washington, and I have a plan to fix it. And I served over two decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Combat Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. We live in the most military district in America. We must send a veteran to Washington, and no one in this race has more experience than me. On January 28th, vote Greg Merk for Congress. Send the Alpha to Washington and put Merk to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware at Barnes Feed Store.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now, Louisiana Proud, Louisiana Loud, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Indeed. I love that song.
He was just a wild man.
I mean, in good ways. No, this wasn't.
Is he still alive?
You know, that's why I just caught myself. Wasn't right. Sure if he was still alive or not.
I think he died a little while ago. Let me check.
But anyway, Jerry Lee, good stuff. I know that makes you happy this afternoon. Hey, thanks for having us on today. We appreciate that ride home. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, for a Monday afternoon. Rough weekend for the Ice Flyers. Pensacola dropped 2 of 3 games against Macon this weekend. I'm brutal. When I say brutal, I'm being very kind because, man, these road trips are absolutely just hard physically on a team. But anyway, another road trip for the good guys this week. Flyers face Fayetteville Friday, Saturday, Sunday before returning to home ice against Evansville on Friday, January 24th. Puck will drop 7:05 in the Bay Center. Is Jerry Lee Lewis live or dead?
He is dead. He died in October of 2022.
Where have we been?
When you said is, I'm like, wait, I think
that's why I was holding back. If you notice, I think the other one was
Little Richard. They're both dead now, but okay. They were both guys that were like,
they were really old. Oh yeah, but you never knew that. You know, they didn't look that old when they were like James Brown when he was. Ow, I feel good. You know, yeah. James Brown.
Oh yeah, no, I know.
Okay, they just didn't look their age. Of course, they especially Little Richard. He had basically what they call a mask, you know,
yeah,
for makeup and stuff like that.
Yeah, he had dolled himself up.
Oh, yes, he did. Okay. that's a good way to put it.
I mean, kind of almost in a literal sense.
All right.
Carry on with sports here.
Sports fans in SoCal are welcoming back professional basketball. As we know, tonight's game, football. We have a big matchup, Minnesota-Los Angeles, playing that game in Glendale, Arizona. And we're still trying to figure out how the logistics worked on getting those tickets transferred into those seats.
That's got to be a pain every time.
Because it was only like 3 days ago they made this decision.
Yeah.
So anyway, kudos to those folks in that arena. Jared Max has the latest for us.
While the Los Angeles Rams playoff game initially scheduled for this evening at SoFi Stadium in Englewood, California against the Minnesota Vikings was relocated to Glendale, Arizona in the interest of public safety because of the wildfires, the Los Angeles Clippers are slated to host an NBA game tonight right next door to SoFi Stadium at Intuit Dome. Clippers coach Tyronn Lue said hopefully we can bring some kind of joy with the game coming back and some togetherness, as you may, and try to put some smiles on people's faces in tough times. While the NBA expects the Clippers to host the Heat tonight in Englewood, in downtown Los Angeles, the Lakers are scheduled to face the San Antonio Spurs. The Lakers had two home games postponed last week. Tonight, their first game since Tuesday, and the Clippers' first since Wednesday. Their scheduled home game Saturday got postponed. Jared Max, Fox News.
And hit you with this one back in the 4 o'clock hour. A former LSU football star charged with negligent homicide, posting bail and out of jail in Louisiana. Kyron Lacy linked to a deadly crash in his hometown of Thibodaux, that ended with the death of a retired Marine. State troopers say that Lacy was weaving through traffic on the highway, forcing other drivers to swerve out of his way. And apparently this crash happened just 2 days before Lacy declared for the NFL draft.
Have you started going through withdrawals yet in terms of not having the frequency of games on television or on radio?
No, but I've noticed when I'm like writing a script, like a sports script, right, or a podcast script, I notice that my material is getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah, because you're not promoting. Okay, well, next week is going to be blah, 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 and it's not there next
week.
Right.
There's just not as many games to cover.
And tonight, last Monday night game.
That's a shame. At least in the NFL. Last Monday night game in the NFL. Let's stress that.
See, we got to get one of those hotkeys that go boom.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Something like a door closing.
The suspense is officially built.
Absolutely. Okay. Interesting story here. A famous boxer calls it a career. Once again, obviously this is multiple times doing this. Jared Max has the story.
Just over 3 weeks since former heavyweight boxing champion Tyson Fury lost his rematch to Alexander Usyk, Fury made this announcement Monday on Instagram.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to make this short and sweet. I'd like to announce my retirement from boxing. It's been a blast. I've loved every single minute of it. And I'm going to end with this. Dick Turpin wore a mask. God bless everybody. See you on the other side. Get up!
Tyson Fury has made a career of retiring from boxing, having done so in 2013, in 2017, and again in April of 2022, only to return to the ring months later. In this video, Fury said Dick Turpin wore a mask. It's unclear why Fury referenced an 18th century English highway robber and horse thief. Jared Max, Fox News.
Didn't have anything else better to say besides, I'm going to retire and see you back in 3 months.
I don't know much about Fury. Not a big boxing guy, but I mean, I am familiar with him. Seems to be kind of an odd character. He's really, I remember a joke used to be about Brett Favre. You know, he kind of, his committance, quote unquote, to the game was, kind of questioned for a while there. And he was kind of, you know, playing footsie with the league. It's not, you didn't know if he was going to stay for too much longer. And if he was, how much longer, or if he was really going to call it quits for good and blah, blah, blah. It seems like Fury's kind of putting him to shame, though. That's pretty impressive. Congratulations, Tyson. And congratulations on a career, assuming, as Chris said, you don't come back in 3 months.
And see, this is where John Lennon's mind games would just come in perfectly right now, just to kind of solidify what you're talking about.
What, you don't remember that? You don't remember Brett Favre kind of
I'm being joshed for that? I'm convinced you're really a psychologist and doing this just as a part-time gig.
I'm listening. I'm saying you're a psychologist. I'm comparing Tyson Fury and, you know, bobbing for retirement like one would for apples. Right. I'm comparing that to what people used to say about Brett Favre late in his NFL career. There's the cliff notes.
Does that make you feel better?
Yes. Right. A safe summarization.
Hey, do you have YouTube?
YouTube TV, you mean? Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Get ready to open that wallet up a little bit.
All right.
Prices are rising on YouTube, and Michelle Polino has more on this trending story.
Google's video streaming service, YouTube TV, is about to get more expensive. The streamer's basic plan is up by $10, citing the rising cost of content as the reason. The $82.99 a month price tag goes into effect today for existing subscribers. It started immediately for new customers last month. YouTube wrote on X, "We don't make these decisions lightly, and we realize this impacts our members." The service began in 2017 and was only $35 a month and has gradually increased over the years. In 2023, they jacked it up over $12 to $72.99 as of February. YouTube said it had more than 8 million YouTube TV subscribers. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
My question is that normal being that expensive? I don't have YouTube. $82 a month?
That's pretty. I mean, it is expansive. I will say that.
Do you think I'm
like talking about like what like their services and what they provide you entertainment wise? It is expansive, but it's also expensive.
Let's just say it's over $100 a year.
Sure. We'll
just rounding it up.
We'll get ahead of the curve here.
I'll play media buyer here and I'll round up. Media buyers always round up.
All right.
You will never find a media buyer when you go in there and say, okay, round that up. Are you crazy? I ain't rounding nothing up. They will not round them up.
All right.
And I say that because I love media buyers.
Yes. You say it with an endearing tone.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me. That's absolutely. Exactly. 6:45 here. Let's get back to this being a news show.
They just learned that media buyers round up.
Yeah, and they learned some lyrics to an Aretha Franklin song, too.
Absolutely.
Getting another quick check of the roads and weather here. Not too much going on the roads. A lot of the issues we were dealing with, and there were several. Seems like they have just about all cleared up. As for the weather, 48 degrees, low of 36 tonight officially. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 55, low of 41. Cloudy, so the sun's not going to be beating down on you, but there's going to be no rain either, so it should be a pretty Tuesday.
Sounds like swimming weather to me.
Yes. Yeah, minus the weather part. Not,
but as I make that transition, kind of setting up the story here, Pensacola beachgoers, you can get updated alerts on surf and beach conditions before even touching those beautiful white sands. To sign up for the Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Alert Text System, for short, PB Flags, text that, PB Flags, to 888-777. Then you'll know exactly what's going on, like how cold is that water before you put your foot in it? Mm-hmm. You know, answering questions like that. So, Have you ever been intrigued by those lifeguards out there, Austin? You know, ever want to be a lifeguard?
I personally have not, but I respect the slow motion runners on Baywatch.
Well, absolutely. Very nice analogy. Well, here's your chance if anybody has ever thought about it. It's not easy. I want to tell you that. Preparations underway for the 2025 Pensacola Beach season. Pensacola Beach lifeguards are conducting tryouts happening not this Saturday, next Saturday, that's 25th, at the UWF Aquatic Center, Building 72 on campus. The goal is to have the guards on area beaches by March.
All righty.
No, that's good.
Yeah, well, this is on an unrelated note. And have you ever just been, like, coasting, just not really thinking about much, and then all of a sudden your brain just shocks you and you remember something from earlier?
Absolutely.
When I was talking about that Tyson Fury Brett Favre situation, I said commitments. The word I was looking for was commitment.
There you go.
So if you're still listening, my apologies.
By the way, 55 days until daylight savings time begins on March 9th, counting the days of springtime. Days are getting longer. Have you noticed? Mm.
Like, yes.
Like 2 seconds long or something.
We're slowly creeping up.
Okay, Biden administration is canceling student loans for more than 150,000 additional borrowers. Jared Halpin has more from the White House.
Most of the 150,000 borrowers receiving student debt relief attended schools accused of cheating and defrauding students. Another 61,000 are borrowers with permanent disabilities, and another 61,000 are public service workers. The Education Department has canceled the debt of more than 5 million Americans since President Biden took office. In a statement, the president says he promised to ensure higher education is a ticket to the middle class and not a barrier to opportunity. Still, the president was blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court from enacting a much larger student loan forgiveness plan. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:49 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, you know this. We give you your Wall Street numbers. Well, stocks closing mixed as tech shares pulled back today. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 358 points to 42,297. The S&P 500 rose 9 points to 58,36. And the NASDAQ fell 73 points to 19,088.
Okay, I did mention this to you just a few minutes ago about the Powerball and Mega Million numbers, if you want to make an investment in your future. Powerball, $285 million. 124.9 million cash option. That's tonight, drawing at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow night, Mega Millions, 95 million, 41.6 million. Your cash option on Tuesday night, again, 10 o'clock, the time when they make these numbers chosen. And if you feel lucky, and maybe you do, Florida Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis returned over $30 million. This was in unclaimed property to Floridians in December. Pensacola was one city to see unclaimed property returns totaling $619,000. It's estimated that one in five Floridians has unclaimed property with an average claim of $825. Don't delay. Start your treasure hunt today by visiting fltreasurehunt.gov. I didn't write that last line, by the way. I plagiarized that one. Delay. Start your treasure hunt today. Okay. By visiting fltreasurehunt.gov.
I appreciate your honesty.
I just thought I would be transparent on that.
Keeping integrity at an all-time high here. That's just how we do it.
Giving credit to where credit is due.
6:50. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, FBI and Department of Homeland Security issuing a warning of potential copycat attacks after what happened in New Orleans on New Year's Day. Got details regarding that warning and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Hi, I'm Meg. Find out how Wednesday at 10 as Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors will join me on the Pensacola Expert Panel to help you find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. That's Wednesday at 10 with Armada Advisors on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Ryan and Austin Price. Feeling pretty darn good after hearing that song.
Yeah, it's a festive jazzy song.
Yeah, it's a nice song. I like that a lot. Just to remind you, tonight on ESPN Pensacola, the Vikings and Rams game is already started the pregame performance show, I believe it is.
Yeah, they're getting some pregame festivities out of the way, and of course, recognizing why this game is taking place in Glendale, honoring the first responders and firefighters who are battling those blazes in Southern California.
Did you ever see Rosemary's Baby?
I know it, the iconic ending.
You know, forget the ending, but they had like clocks that went backwards.
Oh.
And they spun in rooms, you know, like that?
Oh. No, I don't remember that.
Are we having one of those in our studio?
Well, other than this one going clockwise and not counterclockwise,
yeah, right.
It looks eerily similar.
Yeah, it really is spinning. We have a clock that's going out of control on the wall here. So, okay, you can tell the time here. It's very easy. You just got to stay about 10 turns ahead of the red button. Anyway, are you familiar with General Hospital? It was a soap opera.
Yes. That aired for years. Still is. My mom's a big fan of it.
Okay, good.
And
okay.
I got to admit, I went through phases where I was very interested in it. There is a shocking amount of characters I can name from that show.
Yeah, there was one, Susan...
Like a current character?
No. This was Susan Lucy or...
Okay, now Susan. That name sounds familiar.
Did I get this wrong? Because I did it the other day in the text. Said, you got that wrong.
Was she, like, are you talking about the actress's name?
Yeah.
Yeah, Susan Lucci. That, I do know that name, yeah.
Her name was Susan, something like that?
I think it's Susan Lucci.
Okay, there you go. That's not what I'm getting at. But what I'm getting at, Leslie... Charlson, a longtime cast member of General Hospital, has died.
Mm.
See if you remember this lady. Lillian Wu has more on the story.
The cast member who was on General Hospital the longest has died. Leslie Charlson, best known for playing Dr. Monica Quatermain on the ABC soap since 1977.
You come into my house making accusations.
General Hospital's executive producer calling her the beloved matriarch of the entire cast and crew. The four-time Daytime Emmy nominee got her start with appearances in soaps A Flame in the Wind and As the World Turns. She also had appearances on shows like Mannix, Adam 12, and was even the first on-screen kiss for actor-director Ron Howard on an episode of Happy Days. Leslie Charlson was 79. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty, just past 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads, they haven't given us much trouble this hour. They typically don't. As for the weather, we're sitting at 48 degrees right now, low of 36 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 55, low of 41, and partly cloudy here and there, so hopefully the sun's not beating too much down on you. So basically, Chris, it's going to be a beautiful Tuesday.
I'm not so sure the validity of this statement or not, because just not sure where the political field lies at this point, a week away from inauguration. President-elect Trump has issued a stern warning to the president of Venezuela. Rich Edson is at the State Department.
The president-elect is warning the Maduro regime not to harm any of the opposition leaders. He wrote on Truth Social, quote, Venezuelan democracy activist Maria Corina Machado and President-elect Gonzalez are peacefully expressing the voices and the will of the Venezuelan people. These freedom fighters should not be harmed and must stay safe and alive. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was sworn into office late last week for a third consecutive term, the result of an election this summer that the U.S. and allies called illegitimate. The Biden administration recognizes Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called Maduro's inauguration a desperate attempt to seize power.
Well, I mean, that seems like I could imagine it being described that way. How do I say this without sounding controversial?
That clock is freaking me out.
Let's talk about that weird clock over here that you told our engineers to fix.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, moving on here. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security are warning of potential copycat attacks after what happened in New Orleans on New Year's Day. Hinted at this before the break. A joint statement from the agencies asked the public to report any suspicious activity. This comes after we had the car driving into pedestrians walking on Bourbon Street, killing 14 in total. The statement warns that previous attackers inspired by foreign terrorist organizations who have conducted vehicle attacks in the U.S. and abroad have used rented, stolen, and personally owned vehicles, which are easy to acquire. So just keep that in mind.
Okay, we have professed previously of our affection for vegetables. Both Austin and myself do like eating vegetables.
You know us.
And this is the transition into the store. Perfect transition, actually. The Pensacola Vegan Chef Challenge, set to go in February. The event engages local chefs with plant-based menu options. I like it already. Here's what you do. Go to the Pensacola Vegan Chef Challenge website to see the list of participating restaurants and menu items. Then you can sample the vegan dishes, then vote for your favorite dish either at the restaurant or by February 28th on the challenge website. So there's something to do for you.
All righty.
Maybe the clock is just resetting up to the present time.
I thought it was kind of obvious that's what it was doing.
You don't know if it's going to stop at like 6:59 or whatever.
Well, see, the problem is we're just now at 4 o'clock, so it's got some catch-up to do still.
Okay. May I get this in real quick?
Sure.
FWC has introduced a free mobile app called Decky. The app's designed to keep boaters safe and informed. FWC says the Decky app unifies everything Florida water enthusiasts need on the day. Boaters can explore new safety capabilities in the free Decky app, available from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and I guess probably the Google would be the general place to get it. Anyway, see you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Have a great afternoon.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.